Hi, everybody. Anybody home? Oh, Hugh Hill jumped the gun on me. I was going to have him blow the horn to prove to you that the program you are about to hear comes to you directly from Fred Ward's showroom, 1300 Lincoln, right here in Denver. Thank you, Hugh. The horn you just heard was the horn of a Commodore 8, Hudson, of course. A lot of you folks tuned in have been listening to The Biggest Heart for the last 26 weeks on KLZ this time. For the spring and summer months, we've got a new idea called Mostly Music. So we've moved a beautiful grand piano right up here in the showroom. We're sitting here. I have flowers on the top of it. I have a whole box of carnations from Park Floral Company for all the ladies that might come down tonight. Some just came in the door, by the way. And we're going to sit here and, we've got records. We've got full treatment right here at Fred Ward's tonight. So why don't we get started with something like this. One of the main reasons broadcasting from the showroom down here at 13th and Lincoln, Fred Ward's, is to let you folks know that we're open down here until 9 o'clock every evening except Sunday. We'd like to have everyone see and drive these beautiful cars. There's the Pacemaker, there's the Super 6, there's the Commodore 8, and there's the Hudson Hornets. We figured out a way for you to have not only a Hudson, but a summer holiday. Fred Ward, he's always figuring up new deals. So the other day he says, why don't we have a special train? Run it to Detroit. Take some of these folks and let them buy a Hudson. Take them back there to get it. They save the freight. They have a vacation at the same time. So that's what we're going to do. The train will be leaving here sometime in June 17th. We're going to have lots of fun. There's going to be music on the train. And Fred Ward's going to pick up the check for your fare and your food and even your tips. We'll be in Chicago, let's see, about 8 hours. I hope they load me on that train with a piano. I want to go, too. But you'll have time to look around Chicago, and then they go on to Detroit, and they lunch together at a favorite restaurant there. There's going to be a lot of fun there. Then they give you an escorted tour of the Hudson Motor Car Company factory, where you can see how these durable 1951 Hudsons are made. Then to top it all off, you take factory delivery of your new 1951 Hudson. Now, all you have to do is come down and see and drive one of these 1951 Hudsons, select the one you want, and then we'll make arrangements, all the other arrangements for you. Nice deal for a honeymoon. We were planning the show, and we wanted music of all kinds, especially music that you folks out there like. So Fred happens to like Al Jolson. I like Bing Crosby. One of the salesmen here wanted Dinah Shore. We're going to have everybody eventually. But here's Al for Fred.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glory twine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Rolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had a Latin lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Where the morning glory is wine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Rolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. If I had a only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Little girl just walked in the door down here, 1300 Lincoln. And also Chugwater, Wyoming, just walked in the door down here. By that, I mean the folks who were down here on a sneak day. They've been here for about 4 days, I think. They came down to the studio the other morning to see us. Come here, little girl, just a minute. I have something very beautiful for you. Park Floral sent these carnations over for our first program tonight. I'd like to have you have one of these. What's your name, honey?
Carol Wolf Graham.
And is that your little sister over there?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Patsy Wolf Graham.
Patsy Wolf Graham. How about taking her carnation, too, huh? And is that your mommy over there? What's her name?
Erna Wolf Graham.
Erna Wolf Graham. Are they looking at these new Hudsons tonight?
Yes.
Why don't you see what you can do about talking them into buying a new Hornet? I think they'd like that.
Okay.
Do you think they would? Do you like that color of that one right there?
Mm-hmm.
That's called a Bali Blue. Now, isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
And these are red carnations. You take them over there, and thanks very much, honey. By the way, Chugwater, I'll have some for you, too, in just a moment. I just want to say now that Hudson is the safest car on the highway. And in just a few moments, we're going to tell you why, right after this.
Red sails in the sunset, way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one home safely to me. She sailed at the dawn in. All day I've been blue. sails in the sunset. I'm trusting in you. Swift wings you must borrow. Make straight for the shore. We marry tomorrow, and she goes sailing no more. Red sails in the sunset, way out on the sea. Oh, carry my loved one. Home safely to me.
Geddes, Fred Ward's sales manager here, just answered the phone. He tells me it was the boys out at Ward D2, Fitzsimmons. I was out there to see them the other day, and I want to thank him for calling in. We're going to play another tune for him in just a minute. But I'm standing right beside what I think is the most beautiful car on the highway, perhaps. I'm prejudiced because I've been driving one for about 3 years now. This is a Hudson Commodore 8. Is that right, Mr. Stocker?
That's correct.
Now, you're one of the top salesmen around here, I understand.
Well, you may.
I know you are because I happen to see those sales reports coming, and you've been selling these like eggs lately here, haven't you, boy?
No.
You haven't?
These are 3 cents. These are 3,000.
I see. Well, what is the color of this car?
It's Bali blue.
Bali blue. Gee, that's a pretty blue. Now, I just made a statement on the air that Hudson is the safest car on the highway. Now, will you help me back that up?
I certainly will, Pete.
How would you do it, for instance, if someone asked you to do it?
Well, we have more time ordinarily. It takes about an hour.
It takes about an hour.
To tell them all the safety features of the new Hudson.
Well, that's why we want to get them down here at the showroom so that they can see for themselves. But I think one of the main reasons is this monobuilt frame. Isn't that right?
That's right.
It is, I think, exclusive with Hudson. And another reason is this step-down design, which is also exclusive with Hudson.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That's right.
And now, isn't it the roomiest car on the highway, too?
Undoubtedly.
Say, I'd like to try something here just a minute. I'm going to look in for a moment. We'll open the door to the Hudson, and we're going to try something. I don't know if it's ever been done on the air before. You've heard people broadcast from the inside of submarines and Zeppelins and airplanes. We're going to broadcast from the inside of a Hudson Commodore 8. I'm in the back seat now. And the interior, I tell you, the appointments are about as beautiful as you see on any car, or in any car, rather. And this back seat here, Chugwater, come on over here. You in the blue, go around to the other door there, will you? There's some boys and girls here from Chugwater, and I want to see how many I can load in the back seat with comfort here. Just open the door there, and you sit over there, and now I need a gal here. What's your name, by the way?
Pete Hedges.
Pete, too, huh?
Yeah.
Down here sneak day, are you?
Oh, yeah.
From Chugwater?
Uh-huh.
You play basketball, evidently.
Oh, yeah.
Four stripes on your shirt.
Four years.
Let me get one of the gals here. Come over here. You look like you'd fit in this Hudson real nicely here. What's your name, honey?
Janet Arnold.
Janet Arnold. Come right over here with me. You step down to get in the Hudson, you see. Step right in here. Isn't that beautiful? Now, let's see. There are two. We need one more. Now we need another boy. Here's one. Is that blue or purple you've got on there?
Blue, I guess.
Are those your colors, blue and...
White.
Blue and white. Chugwater colors, what's your name?
John Baker.
John Baker. Well, John, you step in there too, will you? Now we need one more gal here. Well, I might as well get in with him. Excuse me just a minute. Let's see how comfortable this is. Hey, this is all right. Now, there are four of us in the back seat of this Hudson Commodore. And we've got lots of room, Emily. We'll close the door. If I don't cut the microphone off here. Very comfortable?
Yeah.
Plenty of headroom?
Yeah.
How about those gadgets on the front? Isn't that beautiful? Where they have it?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we could go on and on, but we've got to have some music. After all, this program is called Mostly Music. So, how about that tune for those boys out of Fitzsimmons? Piano again. I don't have the piano in the back end of a Commodore 8. But I would like to tie that together just a little more. We got into the music there, but really, in the back end of the back seat, the front seat, takes four very comfortably. And we can really prove that to you down here at Fred Ward's showroom, 1300 Lincoln, that Hudson is the roomiest car in America. And that's where we're broadcasting from, directly from the showroom. This is Pete Smyth speaking for Fred Ward. And we've been playing these fine old tunes. So I'd better get one in here for myself, like this one. Or maybe Maybe like this one, huh? Well, that's my contribution. Have I invited you down lately? That's the general idea. You see, a lot of you folks out there work days and all. And also, parking situation, most every place is a little rough downtown. So we're open down here till 9 o'clock. Mr. Hill is here, Mr. Hugh Hill, that is. He'll be glad to show you, take you out in that demonstration ride. Or Mr. Irwin Stocker, or any of our salesmen. They've got a lot of friends out there, I know. We've got carnations for you. We're going to have some balloons for the kids. Maybe we'll even serve yammy yogurt some night. Hey, that's a good idea. Right now, let's have some more music, eh? Jolson, that's for Ward. Mr. Ward, rather. We say Mr. Ward around here, don't we, Mr. Hill?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Say, by the way, we have more deals around here than you can shake a stick at. And I have in my hand here a card which says Fred Ward Incorporated across the top, 1300 Lincoln. And the rest of the details tell the people how they can win a brand new Hudson Hornet. Will you fill me in on that, Hugh?
Yes, I will, Mrs. Smythe. It's very simple. All you have to do is come to the sale room. A salesman would be glad to take you a nice ride in the Hornet, explain the card to you inside out, give you a card which you can fill out in 25 words or less with no obligation whatsoever buying.
In other words, all I have to do is write out why I like my ride in the Hudson.
That's right. It's absolutely free.
Mm-hmm. And then we, I think the contest, it ends on May 26th.
That's correct. All your rules are on the back of the card. It's very simple.
There's only one rule we'd better tell them about. You must be 21 years of age
or
over.
That's right. That's true.
That's about all there is to it, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now, the reason for that, Hugh, is to get people to ride in a Hornet. Isn't that right?
That is right.
Or a Hudson of any kind, because we feel down here, in fact, it's been proven many times, that if you ride in one, you're going to want one. And we want the people to ride in a Hudson before they buy any kind of a car. Is that right?
Once a Hudson owner, always a Hudson owner.
We can prove that, too.
Right.
You?
That's right.
Well, thanks, Hugh Hill. Did you get your carnation?
Oh, yeah. That I did.
You look real sharp there, boy. My name is Pete, by the way. It's just Mr. Ward around here. let's see. What do we got here now? Oh, we got time for about one more tune, and I know you're going to like this one. Sorry to fade out on this grand old tune. Moonlight and Carnations tonight. Now, Fred Ward's here. We've been broadcasting from Fred Ward's, 1300 Lincoln. We'd like to invite all of you down next week if you can get here, 7:30 to 8. In fact, we're going to be here every Friday. If you can't be with us then, why, join us. It's your radios out there. We're going to play the kind of music you like to hear. But we've been talking about that yammy yogurt idea, and I think maybe we'll have some around next Friday to serve you. And we'll have carnations and balloons for the kids, too. So until next Friday, this is Pete Smythe speaking for Fred Ward and all your Hudson dealers. And I'll see you next week. In the meantime, keep singing.
This is KLZ. KLZ-FM, Denver.